Today on Annenberg Radio News.
It is an absolutely awesome participation from people all over the country.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters joins us from Gina, Louisiana, where thousands are supporting the Gina 6. Plus, our reporters take you around Los Angeles for all of the local events on this national story. Good afternoon, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, September 20th. I'm Sam Farber. Thousands of demonstrators united today in Louisiana, Los Angeles, and cities across the country in support for the students known as the Gina 6. Last December, in Louisiana, six black high school students were arrested and five were charged with attempted murder in connection with the beating of a white classmate on school grounds. Tensions had been high since August, when white students were suspended for hanging nooses from a tree after black students sat in an area normally used by white students. The charges have since been reduced to battery, except in the case of Michael Bell. His conviction for aggravated battery was recently overturned, but Bell remains in jail as prosecutors draw up an appeal. In Los Angeles, events have been running all day for the Gina 6. We have team coverage, starting with Patrick Becker in Leimert Park. Our Tom Sparks spoke with him live earlier.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, people are still filing in here from all around in Leimert Park. And actually, things were pretty calm until about 20 minutes ago when a group of about 60 or 70 Crenshaw High School students are marching down the street and cars driving by honking in support. They're marching, they're chanting, yelling loud, and I think all the shirts that everyone's wearing here sum it up. Free Gina 6, enough is enough. Live in Leimert Park, I'm Patrick Becker, Annenberg Radio News.
What is the, I guess, racial, what is the... racial makeup of the crowd?
I think the crowd here is a predominantly African-American crowd. I know some of the rallies going on today are more of a mix between Latino and African-American people, but really this crowd is being spearheaded by a group mainly of black youth, actually. And we can see right now there's some music being played, and as well as some of the black youth are from Crenshaw High are speaking. They've got a loudspeaker and really just trying to get their point across. Tom?
Now, Patrick, you mentioned that they are chanting. What are people saying?
They're actually they're going back and forth. Really, free Gina 6 is the most common chant that's going on right now. They're marching with their fists raised high. Black power, power to the people. No justice, no peace. That's the latest from Leimert Park.
Events for the Gina 6 started early this morning in Hollywood. 200 people showed up to march in solidarity with the thousands protesting in Gina, Louisiana. Rally organizer Tony Muhammad of the Nation of Islam says the Gina 6 case has hit home with some L.A. residents.
So we had a little bit over 200 people to show up at 6 a.m. in the morning. This Gina 6 case is beginning to connect us again, and we're beginning to feel the pain and the hurt of others who are treated unjustly.
The march along the Sunset Strip lasted 2 hours. At 11 o'clock, a civil rights activist called out the media for its lack of coverage of this story up until now. Kiara Kanzi has that story.
Eddie Jones is wearing black today in support of the Gina High School students currently in custody in Louisiana. Jones is the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. He stands at the corner of Crenshaw and King Boulevard to challenge the media to stop focusing on O.J. Simpson and pay more attention to the Gina 6 story.
And let the world see the truth. It should be an international story. It should be a national story. It should be everywhere, not just on a few channels, not just on maybe a couple of radio stations because they're African-American radio stations. It should be on every station.
Jones also called for all Americans to be treated equally under the law, whether you're Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, or the Louisiana students. Kiara Kanzi, Annenberg Radio News.
Hundreds of high school students staged a walkout today to support the Gina 6. Hannah Ingber Nguyen has more.
About 200 students from Locke High School marched down Imperial Highway to hold a rally at Los Angeles Southwest College. They chanted, cheered, and waved posters. The students voiced their support for the Gina 6. Locke High School student Lanace McDade says she feels the charges against the Gina 6 are unfair.
So what they're doing is not right. You can't lock them up and then treat the white people differently. We all should be treated the same, treated equally.
Police escorted the students down Imperial Highway. At least three teachers were at the event, making sure the students were safe. They said they did not organize it. Two student counselors said the students would not be punished for walking out. This is Hannah Ingber-Wynn, Annenberg Radio News.
The court battle in Gina is bringing awareness to racial tensions here in Los Angeles. Tonight, young Black and Latino high school students are holding a teach-in and candlelight vigil, where they hope to shed some light on racism in South L.A. Kokai Barnes is the director of the South Central Youth Empowerment Through Action Program at Community Coalition.
But we want to kind of bring people into the world of a Black and brown youth in South L.A., and how every day these kids live a Gina 6 experience. And at any moment, these kids could have been the Gina 6. And so that's what we want to bring. I think one of the things we want to bring forth tonight, and we're going to have the youth lead that discussion.
Project Islamic Hope is also helping organize tonight's event. The discussion and vigil starts at 6 o'clock at Community Coalition at 8101 South Vermont. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Reverend Jesse Jackson were three among thousands marching in peaceful rally today in Gina, Louisiana. Crowds converged from across the country to the small town to support the six Black high school students known as the Gina Six. They've been charged with the beating of a white classmate. Black-clad demonstrators chanted, "No justice, no peace, and free the Gina Six," as the procession made its way through the town's streets. Still to come on Annenberg Radio News, Congresswoman Maxine Waters on her experience in Gina and her take on the Gina 6 saga. Its population is only 3,000, but tens of thousands of protesters are there and hundreds of protests are occurring across the country in support of the Gina 6. Locally, we've had people marching in Hollywood.
The pain and the hurt of others who are treated unjustly.
Protesters calling for fair media coverage.
It should be an international story. It should be a national story. It should be everywhere.
And later tonight, there will be a candlelight vigil in South Los Angeles.
Every day these kids live a Gina 6 experience. And at any moment, these kids could have been the Gina 6.
Los Angeles is being represented in Louisiana as well. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is in Gina.
I came in last night. I participated in a march and rally today. I have basically been here giving support to a lot of young people from all over the country who have come to give support to the family and to the young men who are being charged with criminal charges because of what's going on here in Gina. So it is an absolutely awesome participation from people all over the country.
What should the administration have done? Because they did receive notification from some African-American students, so they were kind of aware that something was going to happen. What sort of action do you think they should have taken?
Well, you're absolutely right. They were aware. The Black students went to the administration and asked permission to sit under the tree. This should have been a signal that something was wrong and that a possible confrontation was about to happen. What they needed was an enlightened administration to have some encounter sessions and some counseling sessions and some interaction between the students led by professionals and people who understand how to resolve conflict and misunderstanding. None of that took place.
You also make reference to a tainted criminal justice system. Now, do you think that this is indicative of the state of the country?
Well, what we're hearing is that this may be going on in particularly small towns and hamlets all over America, that you have DAs and you have juries that are out of the sight of the national community, and they kind of do what they want to do. Minorities in these towns and hamlets, they don't have a lot of power. They don't sit on the juries. They're not the DAs. They're not in the criminal justice system. They're really at the mercy of the majority in those areas who kind of do whatever they want to do. And so this case, we want Michael Bell released. As you know, the District Court of Appeals ruled that he could not be tried as an adult and threw that out. But the district attorney is so adamant. He's got 14 days to make a decision about whether or not he's going to try him as a juvenile and bring him back in or just let him go. And we're hopeful that for this case, the district attorney will back off. This will send a message across the country that you can't get away with doing these kind of things.
A child was beaten. A child was hospitalized. Do you believe there should be punishment? And if so, what do you think that punishment should be?
A child was beaten, went to the hospital, and was released and went to a party that night. So there was no permanent damage that was done to this child. Yes, there should be punishment whenever there's fighting. We just don't think that high school kids should be sentenced to prison for 22 years or for life. We just don't think that the fighting certainly reached that level.
What would you recommend as a punishment?
Well, first of all, we should be handling the high school just as it was when I was in school or when you were in school. When we were in school, when there were fights, you got called into the principal's office, your parents got called, you may have gotten suspended, or some punishment was meted out. But we never heard of criminal charges being applied to high school students, particularly when there's no permanent damage. We do think it should have been handled by the high school.
District Attorney Reed Walters, do you think he's a racist?
I think that the district attorney is a bad apple. I think that he has gone way too far. I think that even when he was called in and he said to the black students that he could mess them up for life, I think he's been too harsh. And I think he's gone way over the line, way too far. That's why we're directing some attention to him and asking him to back off, because really it's in his hands.
Now, you are currently in Gina, Louisiana. You're a
yes.
part of this right now. What message would you like to send to your constituents in Los Angeles?
Simply this. Many of us have been a part of trying to make America better for many years, and it's work that we can never discontinue. We have to always be alert and aware that when exclusion raises its ugly head, when injustice is done, when there appears to be a display of disproportionate power, that we have to step up to the plate and try and make sense out of it and remind folks that this is America, we have a constitution, and people have rights, and that they should be treated fairly. And that's what we're doing here. And hopefully, we'll be able to educate. I have to tell you that I'm witnessing a new chapter in the civil rights movement with all of these young people. I was up at Howard University in Washington, D.C., when they saw the hangman's noose that were hung over the tree where the white students sat and did not allow the black students to sit under that tree. It was a shocker to many of our college students who had never experienced that kind of thing. And it has opened their eyes to the possibility that these kinds of things could happen again as they happened in the past. And they want to work to stop it now and to avoid the continuation of such actions.
Congresswoman Waters is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, who is considering summoning District Attorney Walters to explain his actions. We'll keep you up to date on this story. Also on AnnenbergRadio.org, arachnophobia in Los Angeles.
This is the only exhibit in the country where you can walk through an environment of hundreds of free-crawling spiders.
And local emergency personnel have a message for L.A.
Message we're trying to get out right now is that people need to be preparing themselves. The city can only do so much.
Again, that's all on AnnenbergRadio.org. Today on our show, we've brought you a comprehensive coverage of the Gina 6 story, from Leimert Park to Southwest College to the Sunset Strip. And if you missed any of it, or if you need to find any portion of our show, you can find it all right here at AnnenbergRadio.org. For everyone at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber.